And good morning, this is Dr. John McDougall on the Northern California Radio Network, and I can't think of a better way to start out the week than to have one of the most famous vegetarians in the world on. And that man, who I'd like to welcome to the lines right now, has become a good friend of mine over the last few years, and I'm very happy to say that. I'd like to bring to Northern California, Casey Kasem. Casey?
John, what a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Well, thank you for sharing your time. You know, people... You know, if you listen to Casey Top 40 and have followed your career, I bet most people never knew you were a vegetarian.
Well, you know, it's not because I haven't tried. Every time I do a talk show or on radio or television, usually they say, well, is there anything more you'd like to add? I say, yes, there's one more thing. I'd like to tell everybody to become vegetarian.
Do you remember that the time you were in San Francisco, what, about a year ago, when you were on a television show with Rush Limbaugh?
That's right. It was about a year or two ago. You're right.
And do you remember what you said to him?
No, I don't.
Well, something to the effect that he ought to become a vegetarian and he ought to go up to McDougall's clinic, and he got a little upset with
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I made that a personal request at the National Association of Broadcasters convention up there. Right. And I walked over to Rush, and he talked about me several times on the show because of my vegetarianism. As a matter of fact, he sent me 10 cases of vegetables and a can of Spam for my daughter's first birthday party, because what we had done is had people come over with their children and ask them not to bring any gifts at all, just to bring canned food for the homeless. So we invited Rush, and Rush sent out the 10 cases plus a can of Spam, and that's still a paperweight for me here on my desk.
Oh, the can of Spam. Well, that's great. At least it shows he has a good sense of humor. And I remember afterwards he mentioned a few things.
Right, and it was afterwards when I saw him there at the NAB, and we chatted. I tried to convince him that it would be good for his health if he were to spend a week with you or 12 days with you up in Santa Rosa.
Well, he mentioned it.
St. Helena's, right?
Right, up at St. Helena. He mentioned it on his radio show. As a matter of fact, he said something to the effect that before yesterday he didn't even know what a McDougal was. And thanks to Casey Kasem and his comments. But you've influenced a lot of people, and I know you're really, really active.
You know, I feel good about it. And I'll tell you, John, I haven't begun to influence the number of people you have, and I won't in a lifetime, but I do my best. And even on airplanes, when I get the opportunity, I talk about vegetarianism and then send material along. And then I've even bumped into people on flights over the past 10 years. Did you remember, like, for instance, stewardesses or flight attendants in particular? And they'll remind me that I made vegetarians out of them.
Well, we're going to see if we can make a few vegetarians this morning. This is Dr. John McDougall on the Northern California Radio Network. If you'd like to talk to Casey Kasem, the number is 707-270-1350 or 1-800-570-TALK. And after we find out a little bit more about this man and his interest in vegetarianism, you'll get a chance to talk to him. We'll be back with you in just a few moments. And good morning, this is Dr. John McDougall on the Northern California Radio Network, and with me this morning I have Casey Kasem of Casey's Top 40, and we're going to find out a little bit of why this man sacrifices a lot, in fact part of his career opportunities, I'm sure, to make people understand that there's a better way of living, and he doesn't mind using the V word. I kind of shy away from the V word, but vegetarianism. Casey, you started out in Detroit, did you?
Right. I grew up in Detroit. That was home for me. And then I left in 1957 and ended up in places like New York and Buffalo and also Cleveland and San Francisco Bay Area, Oakland, actually, and then came down to Los Angeles.
Well, what were some of the turning points? Everybody can look back at their life and say, these are some of the major influences that got me off meat and got me interested in better health and I guess in your case, also animal rights.
That's right. When I was, I couldn't have been more than 15 years old, probably closer to 13, and saw a steer slaughtered not more than 3 or 4 feet away from me, where they took the sledgehammer and hit him several times, and then used the knife on his throat, and then hung him up before he was dead to bleed to death, and I couldn't eat meat for 6 months after that. And then, because of custom, and because of listening to the radio and listening to commercials about juicy hamburgers and listening to reading the newspapers, getting the same message, I, like everybody else, just fell back into the fold. And I think it was George Bernard Shaw who said, custom will reconcile people to any atrocity. And we've seen that through the ages, from the Christians being thrown to the lions to bullfighting and what have you, cockfighting, etc. And so, well, I went back to it, but then it was, I believe, in the about 1973, about 20 years ago, I said to myself, thinking all along that eventually one day I knew because of those reasons, those ethical reasons, that one day I wouldn't eat meat because of the killing. But also something else hit me about 20 years ago, and that was I assumed that there was a relationship, and I had never read anything about vegetarianism and knew nothing about nutrition, but felt that there had to be a relationship between eating dead meat and cancer. And so at the time, I told my partner, I says, my wife, I said, I'm never going to eat another piece of meat again because I think it's not healthy. Well, subsequently, I've learned through people like yourself and John Robbins and Neil Barnard and Pritikin, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We know what animal flesh can do to your system. And so for two reasons, I did it. Then the third reason came along for becoming a vegetarian, and that was not only could you save the animals, perhaps add on 10 to 15 years of your life, but also you might be able to extend the life of the planet, because there is a direct relationship in what we eat as individuals and the ecology of this planet. The more hamburgers we eat, the more hot dogs we eat, the more of the world's lungs we destroy. The lungs being the forest, the rainforest in Central and South America, etc., that are being cut down, and perhaps in another 50 years there won't be any left. Certainly that's the case with Central America. So there are three good reasons why I'm a vegetarian. And it's so wonderful to know that as one individual, by not eating some 600 animals in my lifetime, can affect not only my life and their lives, but actually make the planet a safer place to live.
You have a young daughter, and I'm certain with her in mind that you've gotten even more enthusiastic about trying to make a difference.
That's true. If you'll remember, initially we didn't give her milk.
Yes.
Went to the soy product, and then there was some question that you had raised about whether that was safe or not, and so we did start giving her milk.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm sure your efforts are going to make a big difference as far as her future goes. But it must be kind of tough for you. I mean, you know a lot of important people around the country, people in Hollywood. I mean, what do they think of Casey Kasem, the vegetarian, the radical person, the guy who just won't leave well enough and alone, who comes to a banquet and turns away that thick, juicy piece of steak? Do you cause any people to get upset with you?
No, not upset. As a matter of fact, envious.
Oh.
Absolutely envious. Envious of people like Prince and Madonna and Michael Jackson and Paul and Linda McCarthy and so many other people who are in show business who today have become vegetarian. Going back into history, just checking out some of the pages of your book, The McDougal Plan, you have listed a couple of hundred people who were vegetarians in going back to ancient times and also in the past couple of hundred years, like Ralph Waldo Emerson and Benjamin Franklin and Mahatma Gandhi, Plato going back a few centuries and millenniums, and also Pythagoras. We have George Bernard Shaw and Henry David Thoreau. These people must have known something.
Well, how about Casey Kasem when he goes to a dinner party? I mean, do you hesitate at all to tell your host and hostess that you're not going
to
eat?
I have to be careful. I find myself being so much a vegetarian and wanting to help people so much, so badly, that for years I used to overdo it. Today, I just send literature, and it really works.
How about when you travel? You're all over the country making appearances. Do you have any difficulty in your busy life getting the kind of food you're looking for?
Not anymore. Not at all. As a matter of fact, when I go to a hotel or banquet, out of town or in town, I find that when the meal comes, mine is the most attractive, the one that's the most delicious, and the one that everybody says I wish I would have gotten, because it's usually a beautifully colored plate of vegetables and a potato or some pasta.
Right, and they're sitting there eating the rubber chicken.
Yes.
Or the plastic fish.
And you're right. And with the message that we're getting concerning meat, fish, and poultry today, more people are becoming vegetarian every day for healthful reasons.
Well, that certainly is a good reason to do it. But I think probably the Hollywood types, at least as far as I hear, they're doing it also to save the planet. That seems to be a, well, I suppose, an easier, a more noble thing to do. I noticed that people save themselves last. I guess that's okay. See, to save the animals and the planet first, and whatever the reason is that they make these kinds of changes, you and I don't care, do we?
We certainly don't. And it's so exciting to know that, that for instance, Vegetarian Times magazine has more than tripled its subscription rate over the past 10 years.
Well, it is a movement. We're going to find out more about that movement. If you have questions for Casey Kasem, give me a call at 707-270-1350. That's 707-270-1350. Find out how you can get involved with some of the things that he's interested in. The other number to call is 1-800-570-TALK. That's 1-800-570-TALK. And that's for the Central Valley and beyond, like all over Northern California. You can get us on that number, 1-800-570-TALK. This is Dr. John McDougall. My guest is Casey Kasem of Casey's Top 40, and a man who has a very interesting side of him that you're going to learn about during this hour. I'll be back with you in just a few moments. And this is Dr. John McDougall on the Northern California Radio Network. My guest this morning is Casey Kasem of Casey's Top 40, and a man who's really trying to make a difference as far as how people think about their health and eating. And what are some of the projects you're involved in now, or what is the direction you're going to take Casey Kasem to try and make a difference?
Well, John, as you know, I tried doing an infomercial because I turned down around 7 or 8 infomercials through the years because one of my first infomercials would be one on vegetarianism. And so I kept saying no to people who called me up and asked me to participate. And finally we did do one, but it didn't quite turn out as powerful as I wanted it to be, and due probably to my performance. So it hasn't been used yet and probably won't be. But I am happy to say that there is an infomercial that's out right now that you have done that is just terrific. I watched it. We're all very super critical because we want it to be absolutely perfect, mm-hmm. but nothing is perfect. But yours is right there and gives the message and talks about a starch-based diet and how good it can be for you, how it can keep your weight down and keep you enthusiastic and full of vigor and vim. And so I just think it's going to do a terrific job in turning people around.
Now, the question, I listen to Casey's Top 40 all the time. Now, what I want to know is why doesn't Casey Kasem, between those records, give a little philosophy on how to make the world better?
Mm-hmm. Well, the way it's done, and we often mention vegetarians on the show when Paul or Linda McCartney might be having a record or on the chart, then we can do it. But to do it gratuitously, to do it just because I want to talk about my happiness of being a vegetarian is not a good enough reason, because then I begin to be political within my show and then I lose my credibility, and I don't want to do that. So I do it when it's appropriate, but otherwise I don't do it. But off the air, when I'm on someone else's show,
yes,
and they ask me how I feel about it, why, I open up with all that I can.
And has it ever been a problem? I mean,
No one's ever
lost a job because of it, never lost a commercial?
Not that I know of.
Yeah,
I've lost probably hundreds of commercials because I, many, many years ago, stopped doing commercials for food products that came from animals, directly or indirectly. I've turned down, I can't tell you how many commercials and how much money, but that's not important. When I started doing commercials back in 1968, the first job I went out on was for a cigarette commercial for Philip Morris. And I told my agent, who had just taken me on that day, that don't send me out for any more commercials for cigarettes. I quit smoking, and I believe that I could convince other people to start smoking, and I just don't want to do that. So I said, please, never again send me for a commercial for cigarettes. Well, the same thing began to happen after I became a vegetarian and became more concerned about other people and what they're eating. And as a result, I just don't audition for commercials that had anything to do with those products.
Now, your listening audience is mostly, would you say, young?
No.
Because,
John, we have two shows now, actually three, but I count down the Top 40 show on about 300 stations across the country, and I also count down an adult contemporary show on a couple of hundred stations across the country. Plus, there's a daily five-minute show that is heard on both types of radio. So my audience could go anywhere from 8 to 80.
Well, what do you think for an 8 to 80? I mean, who's going to make the changes? Is it do we look to the youth, or do we look to the older people who are so sick that they got to change?
You know what it is, John? It's a matter of planting seeds. We may not be around to pick the fruit, but planting seeds today makes change. Give you an example. I didn't really preach to my three children who live with my ex-wife, their mother, who are all now 20, 19, and 17. Each and every one is a vegetarian. And they did it on their own. They knew Dad didn't eat meat, fish, or poultry, or anything from an animal. And my one daughter has become a vegan, meaning beyond vegetarianism, of not eating meat, fish, and poultry, but also not drinking milk, not having any dairy products, eggs, etc. And that all happened on their own, just because they knew that they were aware of it. And other people, young people, are becoming vegetarians and surprising their parents, because they're getting the message. They're getting the message from people like yourself. They're getting the message from John Robbins and Dr. Michael Crapper, Neil Barnard. They're getting it from organizations like PETA. They're beginning to realize that we have to share this planet with other sentient, feeling beings, and that we have that responsibility to see to it that that they aren't destroyed or murdered, and that we shouldn't become graveyards for murdered animals.
Well, I think the youth can probably relate to that as well as anybody.
They really do, and they're more ready to hear it. And that I bumped into people who said, "My child is only 8 years old and won't eat meat anymore." And for instance, there's a man in my house right now named Art. Art's a painter, and off and on through the years, the past 5 or 10 years, he's painted our houses that we've had. And he says, "Casey, I can't figure it out." And I said, "What?" He says, "My 8-year-old won't eat meat." And I've never said anything to him. And my wife hasn't either. But somewhere he got the message and absolutely will not eat meat.
Well, we're going to get the rest of them changed too. I want to thank you for spending this half hour with me, Casey. And we'll get the message out there.
Well, thank you so much. Can I leave you with a thought?
Sure.
Okay, become a vegetarian. Your body will respect you for your wisdom. The animals will love you for your compassion.
Well, that's a thought we'll remember. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.